This year was NPR Music's third annual Tiny Desk Contest. More than 6,000 bands submitted videos of original songs. Our judges picked their favorite, Tank and the Bangas, performing their song Quick. You can watch that video and their Tiny Desk concert on the NPR Music website. But we wanted to check out some of the artists who didn't win. One is Alex Bondarev. He's from the Bronx. And last year, he submitted a video with his band, Conversing with Oceans. They didn't win, but Alex tried again this year, and he invited a few friends.
My name is Alex Bondarev. I'm a musician in Conversing with Oceans. I'm from the Bronx. And during the day, I work as a dentist. I think there's a rhythm in dentistry. Music plays a different role, but I think you get into a similar flow when you're working on a crown or a cavity. We were really lucky in the Bronx to have a really strong and supportive music community. And that music community went by the name of the Bronx Underground and existed from about 1999 to 2015. And they would hold these shows every month, every other month, sometimes twice a month, where they would have these bands of all different genres, all different ages, some touring bands, some local bands, and give them a really great audience to play in front of. And this year, because there was no Bronx Underground and we were kind of putting on local shows at the community, I thought, you know, I have a friend that does sound, I have a friend who does video, why not just invite our friends from the Bronx Underground and have it be like this epic show get-together where everybody just walks away with a great video if they want to submit to the Tiny Desk contest, and if not, at the very least, to have a video for themselves. Within our community, about half of the artists did know about the Tiny Desk contest, but other people didn't really know. So the way I approached this Tiny Bronx contest is I sent out a video saying, hey guys, we're holding a show. It's going to be called the Tiny Bronx contest, and it's essentially gathering songs for NPR's Tiny Desk contest. We had 12 artists make videos. And we had artists that were from all over the Bronx Underground and actually outside of the Bronx as well.
This first one's called Let Me Live. Hope you guys like it.
So Brian Duryeau, he is just super soulful. He sounds like a combination of Marvin Gaye and Usher, and just has one of the smoothest and most technical singing and playing styles I've ever heard.
Haters say the darnest things. Don't know left from right, but know the trouble lies can bring. They only see.
Baychester Blues is our drummer, Danny's other band, so he has a jam progressive rock band. They were packing out this bar in City Island almost every weekend, and I caught them and I was just blown away because they captivate the audience with very few words. This project actually really, really surprised me because I didn't know if anybody would show up and want to play. But it was great to see where all these people that kind of grew up in the soil of the Bronx Underground, where they were now, what they were doing, what they sounded like, what they were excited about. I think it's easier to do things in your community than I thought.
That's Alex Bondarev from Conversing with Oceans.